There's a window into a magical place where I've always wanted.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你们又一次收听由开言英语带给你的英语学习节目。
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
今天呢，我们要说说一个人年纪大了以后不得不面对的话题。
That's right. Everyone's hair is going to go gray.
啊，所以长一些白头发啊，但这个时候很重要的就是你的这个头发 ，your hair is not going white. 不是这个 white， 这个白，英语里面我们是用
gray。
哎 ，Adam 说的 gray 灰啊，很有意思，就让我想到去年好像夏天我们做过一期节目，说一个人皮肤很白，也不是很 white， 是吧？就是 fair。
Fair-skinned.
Fair-skinned. 好，那今天你会学到很多之前不知道的英语啊。大家可以关注我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，你就能看到今天我们节目详细的一个文字文本了。OK, 那 Adam, 我是现在明显的注意到我的白头发就慢慢开始长出来了。
Ooh, I didn't want to say anything.
So you noticed. 你看到了啊。So I'm getting some gray hair.
Right.
那像这个慢慢的这个过程嘛，说我长了一些白头发出来，这个时候动词我们是用
We usually say go, like I'm going gray.
I'm going gray.
Right.
是讲 I'm going gray?
Yeah.
不是 my hair is...
Yeah, both are okay, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm going gray or my hair is going gray.
Yeah, but that usually, that means like you're getting a lot.Right, so,
大面积长白头发。
So I think you're right. You could say like, I'm getting some gray hair, some it's coming in.
对，因为像我就是慢慢就发现，哎，先是一两根，然后现在一长就是长四五根。Getting quite a lot of gray hair. Speaking of the word gray, 在英式英语和美式英语里面它的拼法是不一样的。
That's right. And in fact, I had this switched.I always thought it was Americans spelled it with an E, and the British people, they spell it with an A, but no, it's the other way around.
就是美国美式英语里面是 G-R-A-Y.
A-Y.
Gray, 然后 British English, 英式的是 G-R-E-Y.
Right.
诶，我这有个 mnemonic, 我一个小窍门，美国 America.
Oh,
gray,
A-Y. Oh, yeah, jeez.
好 ,OK, 那我们刚刚说了 gray hair, 说了 I'm getting some gray hair, or my hair is going gray. 然后这个 gray 也可以当做一个动词用的是吗
?It sure can be, yeah.
怎么用呢
gray, my hair is graying.
Oh, my hair is graying. 这样。那我们现在反正 we've established that you never say white hair. I'm getting some white hair. I mean,
like, you're talking really old at that point.
Oh, 你就说是年纪真的很大了。
Yeah, and we're being more literal at that point. Yeah, so it's not very common.
但是我觉得好像年纪大更多会用Silver, 用银色来形容头发。
Silver is much more, what should we say, positive?
对, silver, 因为这个银色嘛,就比讲 white, 比讲白,要,就是更正面一点,对吧?
Right, yes.
这个词也听起来更加的浪漫,更加 poetic, 有诗意一点。
Right, right. In fact, we even have a phrase,Silver fox.
银狐,就让我想到那个我们国家队的教练 Lippi。他意大利人嘛，然后他有一个绰号，他 nickname 就叫 Silver Fox.
See, I'm only thinking about George Clooney.
Oh, 对，克鲁尼他现在头发已经很灰白了，所以像那个 if it's all gray, you can just say, like Clooney has silver hair.
He's got silver hair, yeah.
Okay, 好的，那前面我一直讲老人啊，我也记得之前有听众问我们说英语里面怎么说老年人这个概念。Old people?
Old people.
It doesn't sound very nice.
Not really, no. Senior citizens.
Senior citizens or seniors.
Just seniors is okay.
Seniors 都可以啊。好的，那我们讲了很多白头发，那现在我们来讲讲啊，比如欧洲人啊，有很西方人很多黄色、金色的头发。
Okay, so we really don't want to say yellow hair
or gold hair.
Or gold might get used sometimes, like golden brown. But usually we just say blonde.
blonde, B-L-O-N-D-E.
Yeah.
有的时候是有一个 E, 有的时候没有。
Yeah, but maybe E is England again.
对，反正就 blonde.
Yeah.
所以不是 yellow hair,、mm. 然后也不是 gold hair, 就是 blonde.
Right.
以前很早时候有一个电影是吧，玛丽莲梦露叫 Gentlemen Prefer
Blondes. Yeah.
对，还有是不是英语有个说法说 blondes have more fun?
Blondes have more fun. We also have blonde jokes, lots of blonde jokes.
有很多笑话都是跟金发女郎有关的。
Mm, right.
为什么不就很漂亮吗？ Why do you make jokes?
Because they're, the popular idea is that blondes are not very smart, right? They can
but
have
they're
fun.
They're very good looking.
They're good looking, so they don't need to be smart.
Okay, 所以就是很漂亮 very glamorous, 金发碧眼 but maybe not very, 就不是特别聪明、mm. 是吧、那个、Okay, 当然这也是个 stereotype, 也是一个
Stereotypes are real time savers, Jenny.
哦，好吧，好，那我们最后再说说这个我们亚洲人，我们中国人黑头发。So this one is straightforward.、
Mm.
This is just black hair.
Black.
是吧？
Yeah.
就是 black hair.
Black hair.、
Okay, 讲了很多头发的颜色，我们现在再来 ，let's quickly go over maybe the, I don't know, the texture.
The texture.
Hair, 对，比如像我，我是直头发。
嗯、mm, ，okay, straight.
Straight hair.
Straight hair.
而且我的头发也其实是比较。比较薄的、
mm, so thin
thin or、yeah. fine
fine hair yeah
fine hair 所以我在外面买那 hair products 买美发产品的时候 I'm always looking for thin hair for flat hair、
oh.
I want something that gives my hair body
oh okay
对这个词其实大家也是形容头发的时候常会用的啊就是 body 是身体但它还有一个意思是体积、
mm. Yeah, just the kind of shape, right?
对 you want it bouncier?
Volume, yeah, voluminous, voluminous, voluminous.
Or give it more volume,、
yeah.
就是让头发看起来是比较蓬的你可以用 body or volume 来形容都行啊。但是 on the opposite of the spectrum, 如果你的头发是比较厚的
Yeah, that's mine.
你是比较 thick,
thick、yeah.
so thin and thick、
yep.
right? 那还有一些、卷头发比如很多、外国人或者、非洲裔的他们头发很卷、
mm, curly、
curly hair、
yeah.
是吧 curly OK 好那我们从很多头发再讲到、没有头发的吧
Oh yeah OK so、this gets a little awkward doesn't it
有点尴尬
Sometimes OK so we're talking about going bald or bald people
Bald,、mm. B-A-L-D.
Yes.
Bald. 你前哎，你之前不是跟我说你什么跟一堆朋友出去，然后他们都是大学教授，but they're all bald.
Yeah, yeah. I went to get my hair cut, and the lady said, "Oh, you can bring your friends." I'm like, "Yeah, I don't think so." I don't think they would in need of your services.
但我是发现好像好多西方的男士年纪比较轻就开始 going bald.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
所以头开始秃头了这个 process 我们可以说 going bald.
Going bald, yeah.
Or balding.
Balding, yeah.
I'm balding,、mm-hmm. he's balding.
Yep.
是吧如果说一个人他就是没头发的就 he's bald.
He is bald.
He、
right.
is bald.、Oh, okay.
Or a bald, you could also say like he's a bald guy.、
但像我之前我掉头发可能压力大什么的、mm. I'm not going bald, but、
right.
my hair, can I say I'm losing my hair?
You say it's falling out.
My hair is falling out. Oh,、
yeah.
my hair is thinning?
Thinning, yeah, works too.
Thin 就是我们刚刚说的很细的那种、mm. right? If it's thinning, it's losing volume, you're、
right.
losing your hair. Okay, 那如果头发掉太多什么的呢我们可以戴点假发。
Okay, so here is one of those words where we have a different one for guys、than girls.
男士的假发。
That is a toupee.
Toupee. 不是很多人说 Donald Trump 就是戴一个 toupee or a hairpiece.
He's got something, yeah. So hairpiece is a word that can work for both guys and girls.
Oh, okay.
But if you just want a word for guys, it's toupee. And for girls, it's wig.
W-I-G, wearing a wig.
Yes. Now, I should be clear. Like, a guy can wear a wig.But if he's wearing a wig, it means he's...
Cross-dressing.
Cross-dressing, or maybe playing a character in a
Drag
play.
Drag queen. No.
Yeah.
好那 toupee 是 T-O-U-P-E-E, right?
Yes.
Is it French?
It is.
好那我们今天讲了很多的头发的问题要三千烦恼丝。然后像我现在我妈妈一直跟我说哦你应该弄点颜色把这个白头发遮一遮啊。Mm. So...这个弄点颜色就什么
dye your hair, yeah.
Or 这个 dye 就 D-Y-E.
Yeah, it's not dye, like dye.
It's not pass away, 那个 D-I-E,、mm. it's D-Y-E.、
Mm.
No, 如果我要染头发 how
wanna,
can I say that?
Well, you could say I want to get my hair dyed.
Or, get my hair dyed.
I mean, it、yeah. depends. Like, for example, when I was in high school, I always dyed my own hair.
Oh, 对，就是因为英语里面如果你说比如我剪头发、mm. if you say I cut my hair, 就是 you did it yourself.
You did it yourself.
就是别人帮你弄的就是 I'm getting、
right.
什么东西对吧比如 I'm getting my hair dyed、
mm.
or I'm getting my hair cut
right、
嗯、好那像我觉得就一点点了 touch up 补一补补补色就可以啊
yeah a little touch up so there was one thing we did not mention before with the color and that is when guys start to go gray we call that salt and pepper
salt and pepper 盐、
yeah.
和胡椒
right
Oh, 因为那个颜色是这样的对吧
Right, it's just a little bit of specks of white or gray. Right?
So you're, 可以说 I'm getting some salt and pepper.
Yeah, or he has a salt and pepper look. But some guys don't like that. So they will just go for that little touch up, right, to be all black or brown again.
Well, I don't know if I like the look of that, but I definitely like the sound of that. He's got salt and pepper. 好了，那今天跟大家说了一个看似是不起眼的话题哦，但是哎，你有没有研究过这个白头发？英语里面它不是 white hair， 它其实叫 gray hair、
嗯。
好，那感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想在每天日常的生活中都学到很实用，而且在以前书本上没有学习到的英语呢，大家可以继续收听我们开言为你带来的节目。然后你如果想学习的更好，有一个全英语沉浸式的学习环境呢，也可以看一下我们为你精心准备的会员课程 ，because you will be getting all English lessons every single day，、
嗯、
每一天都有我们的北美主播为大家带来。那你可以到我们的微信公众号，点击菜单先来免费试用一下。之后，如果你认同我们的教学理念，大家也可以在公众号升级学习一年，只要629。Okay, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
All right, bye, guys. Candy canes, they grow on trees and snowmen.